Blog Talk Radio. This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, founder of Thoughts for Vision, letting you know that I am officially an Uber partner, and I welcome you to sign up for Uber as either a driver or a rider. When you do, I welcome you to use my invite code JacquelinePP1122UE. That's Jacqueline, JacquelinePP1122UE. When you do, as a driver, you will get a monetary reward after your first 20 trips, or as a rider, your first ride will be absolutely free. Sign up with Uber today. Uber, your ride on demand.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I'd like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com, if you need info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages, whatever have you. That, or if you want to sponsor or donate to Thoughts for Vision, that's where you can do it, my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Once again, this is an update show in which I give you updates about what's going on with JackieAP.com, either in my life personally, or I give you some other info that I think you would be interested in. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Once again, as always, I'm glad to be on with you on this end on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, to come here, go to the specific show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Or you can, of course, tune in on Sundays. You know, you can tune in to me on Sundays as part of the Caliwood Media Network at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Always glad when I come on with y'all and share whatever God has for me to share, or just keep you updated and posted of whatever is going on with me, or just some other stuff that I think, like I said, you would love to know. And once again, to reiterate what I said on the last show, I am now an Uber partner, okay? For those of you, again, that don't know everything about Uber, I welcome you to listen back, okay, to this past Thursday show where I explained everything about Uber and what it is, and I'm sure the majority of you have heard of it by now, but I'm letting you know, again, that I am now an Uber partner. I welcome you to either sign up for Uber as either a driver or a rider. And I welcome you to do that with my code, which is an invite/promo code. And I gave it to you in the beginning, and I'll repeat it for you again. My invite/promo code is Jacqueline P 1122 UE. That's Jacqueline, Jacqueline P. I think I forgot the P. Let me say it again. That's Jacqueline P 1122 UE. That's Jacqueline, that's Jacqueline P 1122 UE. So that is my invite/promo code. If you want to join, I welcome you to use it. And in doing so, once again, as a driver, you will get a monetary reward after your first 20 trips. Okay, that's 20, first 20 trips. Or as a rider, your first ride will be absolutely free. So I welcome you to use that code. Once again, it's Jacqueline P 1122 UE. If you want to sign up, okay? So I welcome y'all to do so. It's been great these last couple weeks participating, and I welcome you all to do the same, okay? With so many great things coming up, and just thank God for the opportunity to share with you all every week. I mean, been doing this for 5 years, and it's been a blessing. It's really been a blessing, definitely to me, sharing with you all. But, of course, I hope that you all have been blessed as well. Hope what I say to you, you know, hopefully the music I play, the things that I share with you has been a blessing. And I just will continue to do it as God sees fit that I do it, okay? So just one of those things where just allow God to lead you in what he has for you. Because nobody, not one person, can get in the way of what God has for you to do. You know, and listen to what he has to say. Listen to what he has to say. Because he will guide you. He will guide you. And sometimes we may not see, and we may not understand fully where God is leading us. But please know, he is your guide. He is your guide through this thing that we call life. He's your guide. And trust in him as your guide. Where do you see yourself in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? Well, God has those answers already, way before we even think of it. You know, I can't help but look back over my life, certain times in my life, I can't help but think, you know what? God knew way before. I mean, I can pick any year, any circumstance, looking back over my life, and I can say that, wow, God knew that that was going to happen before I knew. He knows. He knows what you're going to go through, and he prepares you to go through them. He prepares you. That's what your whole life is, pretty much. He is just preparing you. It's a preparation for what his assignment that he has for you. He has an assignment for us all. And the life that we live is preparation for that assignment. It's preparation. Preparation. You may not feel like you're prepared, but he does prepare you. He does prepare you. You may not feel like you're qualified. You may not feel, well, Lord, you know, I just don't feel like I'm ready for what you have for me to do. But each and every day, he is preparing you to do something great. And great may not mean that it goes worldwide. He may just mean you to be effective for now in your own home or in your own community. And sometimes it can be just the simplest of things that he has you do. Whether it's pass out a tract or say a kind word to someone that you don't know. It can be something as simple as that. But please know, in that, he is using you for something great. He's using you for something great. But you got to be willing to hear him in what he's saying to you. Can you really say that you're listening to God and what he's speaking to you? Just take the time out to really pray and seek his faith. Not just seek what he has. Not just seek his hand, but seek his faith. Because he is with us always. He wants to help us. I mean, he takes no pleasure in seeing you struggle. He wants to help you. He wants you to succeed. But then again, you're just going to have some challenges in your life. It's just going to be challenges towards what you want. And can you bear the weight despite the challenges? Can you stand true despite the challenges? See, that's the big question that you have to ask yourself. That's the big question that you have to ask yourself. Are you able to withstand the obstacles that you're going to have in order to get what you want? And it can be difficult, but know with God, everything and anything is possible. Just know that.
Just know that.
Hopefully that will help you out tremendously. Because I tell you, life can be a challenge, and it has its struggles, but just know God is for you. The Bible says that if God is for you, who can be against you? Just know God is for you. Give you some updates about the Calliwood Media Network once again, and that is headed by the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Calliwood Media Network, Ms. Cassandra Calloway. Once again, so appreciate you and everything that you do. This past Saturday, she was back live on the air, so I welcome you to tune in to, of course, the Cassandra Calloway Show, as well as all of the other shows as a part of the Calliwood Media Network, letting you know that today the show that was done on Saturday will be replayed again for you to listen to if y'all missed it. We definitely welcome you to check that out and go to her BTR page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Calliwood Media Network, and tune in today because this past Saturday and proceeding further, she is back on at the original time of 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're going to tune in and listen to the replay from Saturday, tune in today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's less than an hour from now, okay? A little over 40 minutes from now. Is going to come on. I welcome you to check the replay of Saturday's show out. Like I said, so many other great shows that are part of the Calliwood Media Network. Definitely, if you are looking to have your own show as a part of that wonderful network, or if you're looking to be an intern, and definitely, once again, I see guest 748 in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in today. Definitely, if you want to be a part of this network at all, I welcome you to contact Cassandra Calloway. You can contact her by phone at area code 323-302-2820. Once again, area code 323-302-2820. And you can call her. You can email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com. And that her name is spelled CassandraCalloway. So email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com, as well as you can go to her website. And that's www.CalliwoodMedia.com. Once again, that's www.CalliWood, that's CalliwoodMedia.com for any info that you need about anything that has to do with Cassandra Calloway. And I see a phone call, somebody with the hands raised. Thoughts for Vision, who is...
Hey, Jack. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Okay, this is Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Joe. How you doing?
Not bad, not bad. I saw your show. You only got a few minutes left, but I thought I'd call in anyway just to find out how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, something like that. How you been?
I have been doing wonderful. No, it's so great to hear your voice. How's life treating you?
Not bad, not bad. You know, I wanted your opinion on what you think 2016 is going to bring. I kind of feel that 2016 is going to be like a real bad year, you know, economically especially. So, what do you feel about 2016 now that we're here?
Well, definitely me. I have kind of the opposite. I have great hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, with every passing year, I just like what I was saying in the beginning. That's why I need to just simply stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where I feel as we're going to have our struggles and our challenges.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong with that, but I just always my hope up that we'll have just bottom line a breath year.
You what?
That we'll have a blessed.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, who knows? But I keep thinking that with the government going the way that it is, with the circus that's called the elections, that America's
that's why we need prayer.
we need more than that.
Yeah, exactly. And you described it perfectly, circus.
Yeah, it is a circus. So,
circus.
Yeah. So I'm kind of worried about what's happening in the future. But,
well, I'm not going to act like that.
I know you're optimistic, but well, okay, well that's good, because if you were as much of a pessimist as I was, then I guess America would be in trouble. But you know, as long as you keep seeing hope, then you know, who knows.
I'm at the point, Joe, where I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. That's just me. I have to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To me, if I let myself get too down in the dump,
mm-hmm.
then I mean, what's the purpose of life then? if everything is just going to hell in the handbasket,
mm-hmm.
what's the purpose of me even trying? Yes, for me, the way I feel.
Well, yeah. Well, then I guess the purpose would be if somebody's down is to struggle to get back up.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to say, because I know for me, like last year,
mm-hmm.
It was a difficult year.
It was? Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it really was. It was mm-hmm. really a kind of difficult year for me. And I'm not saying that people don't get into a place where life can really get you down. And I'm just telling you, it was just staying in God's word and just trusting and believing in Him
mm-hmm.
that got me through it.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
You know, and that's just me. That's how I feel, and I have to just keep in good spirits. Because mm-hmm. I think about last year when I was in that place, dark
mm-hmm.
place, and it was, I mean, it's not a good place to be.
No, it never is. Yeah, especially if somebody has certain goals that they want to make and they can't make them because, you know, they're in the kind of stagnant, they're in a quagmire can't really put one foot in front of the other for a while. Yeah, it can be, it can be a real challenge.
Yeah, exactly. And we're all going to have times where we go through that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we just happy-go-lucky all the time and life is just a barrel of roses with every. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There are going to be times where, like, struggles and challenges, sometimes they weigh on us greatly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we just wear rose-colored glasses and everything is just hunky-dory all the time. No, you're gonna have some situations up that, hey, just human beings leaving on this earth we just deal with.
But yeah, that's the way life is.
God put his strength and endurance.
Yeah.
Certain things you just gotta endure.
Yeah.
And just build up your strength. Go through. Mm-hmm. They may not change. These situations may not change.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta and endurance to be able to walk through it.
Yeah, true. You have to go. You have to reach deep inside and do that. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I. That's all I do each and every day, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every day, I just the strength and endurance. You know, take each day one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time.
Yeah, and that's the way most of us do or have to, especially since things are changing all the time and not always for the better.
Exactly.
Well, I wanted to call in and find out how you're doing, so I let you get back to your show.
I'm glad you did. Oh, I'm so glad. It was so good hearing from you.
Oh,
call
thanks.
Call anytime, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So great hearing from Joe. He calls in every once in a while. I so appreciate his support. And on the lines of what we were talking about just now, you may be in that place where you're like, oh, my God. As they say, you see, oh, my God, gloom and doom, and things don't seem like it's getting better. But I'm just here to tell you, even in the midst of that, sometimes it just simply just takes strength and endurance to go through. And God will give you that strength and endurance to carry on, even when things just look crazy. Even when things, God, Lord, sometimes in a state where, Lord, what are you doing? I can't see what you're doing. But thank God, as I always rely on that, God is in control. See, nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing's a surprise to God. He sees all, knows all. Nothing gets by God. But we do not see, he sees clearly. So definitely, definitely put your trust in God. Okay? And with that, that is all the time that I have for the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision Radio show today. Once again, need any info about Cassandra Calloway, you can go to her website, www.calliwoodmedia.com. And if you need any info about me, about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, whatever have you, you can go to my website, www.jackieapp.com. Once again, that's Jackie, JACKIEAP .com. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts the Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the radio Thursday. God bless.